And it's Halloween. We're joined by the director of the National Burns Unit at St. James's Hospital in Dublin, Mr. Oran Shelley. You are a burn surgeon, a plastic surgeon. Can you give us a cautionary tale for tonight? What should you not be doing?
Well, I think we have a fascination with flame and bonfires here in Ireland from our Celtic roots. We all want to go out and enjoy ourselves this evening. But this puts ourselves at great risk. And so people who are out must be aware that clothes can catch fire, costumes can catch fire. People often wear clothes they're unfamiliar with. They don't know how to get out of them if they do catch fire. They're in an environment where they can't easily get first aid, cold water and so forth. People also use fireworks. They're holding explosives in their hand, which, if they go off, can have devastating consequences, losing hands and fingers.
As of now, do you expect St. James's, or indeed Crumlin, which is affiliated on the plastics and the burn side, do you expect to see children with amputated fingers or serious burns tomorrow morning?
I certainly hope we don't. But we certainly are prepared to...
Last year, did you?
We do every year have people who have lost parts of their fingers following holding fireworks in their hands, unfortunately.
So the message is, do not hold a firework.
Do not hold a firework in your hand at all, ever. Participate in supervised events by Dublin Council or your local council and enjoy yourself, but be safe.
The burn side of it, how deep can a bonfire burn go, and what can be the catastrophe for you as an individual?
Well, we categorise them 1 to 3 or 1 to 4, in fact. The burns can go all the way through and include muscle and down to bone. So they can be severe.
People just from a bonfire?
From a bonfire. It really depends on how long somebody remains alight for. So if somebody's clothes have caught fire and they're unable to get out of them, or in fact they don't realise that they're on fire, which sometimes happens, people can result can get devastating full thickness burn injuries. People can survive burn injuries now up to 90% of their total body surface area, but to do so requires months of surgery and rehabilitation and will result in permanent scarring and disfigurement.
We leave it there, Mr. Oran Shelley of the National Burns Unit. Thank you very much for coming in to us this morning.